The opinions expressed on IRL are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, I'm in the studio alone again today, here for season 4, episode 5 of IRL. Of all of the episodes, 3 of them I did all on my own. I feel like that really encapsulates what this semester has been like. It's just been crazy. I've been trying to fit this in wherever I can. Hope you understand. Today's episode is going to be about movies. We've talked a little bit about movies in different ways before on this channel, but this channel... Okay, YouTube. We've talked about movies a little bit on IRL before, but I'll tell you more about what I mean in a second. First, my random thought. Okay, coming into this, I don't really have a random thought. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on in my life. And that is, I've decided that I'm going to get banned on the Big 3. We've discussed in the first D word episode that I've been banned on Hinge. I've been told that it's pretty easy to be banned on Hinge. I don't know if that makes me feel great. I kind of am like, okay, well, like, so I'm not special. But then I was told that it's hard to get banned on Tinder. And I have also been banned on Tinder now. I got banned on Hinge because I gave someone my PayPal so that they could buy me a pizza. And then I got banned on Tinder because I had a picture of Shane Dawson in my profile. So I'm trying to figure out how I can get banned on Bumble. So I'm back on Bumble, baby. And I'm talking to the most interesting people ever. The thing about dating apps is you can't take it seriously, okay? You're there to fool around. Well, I am. I'm on a dating app to play a fun little swipe game and make fun of people. I'm sorry. People are doing it to me too. That's a give and take of what dating apps are, so. It's quite early in the morning today when I'm recording this, and there's a lot of people walking by. It feels awkward, but you would think after like 4 seasons. You would think after 4 seasons it would feel less awkward, but it definitely does not. Someone's walking behind me right now, moving swiftly along. All right. This topic was lightly brought up in last year's Oscars episode, but I would have a very hard time changing my Letterboxd top 4 because those are my favorite movies. I don't know if I'll ever change my Letterboxd top 4. If I do, it would feel crazy. Everyone knows that my favorite movie is Coraline. If you don't know that my favorite movie is Coraline, then I feel like something's a little bit off. I have a massive tattoo for it, and I also always say that my favorite movie is Coraline. And I'm obsessed with it. That is my favorite movie of all time, but also my other top 3s are also my favorite movies. Perks of Being a Wallflower. I also just recently got a tattoo for that one. Love that movie. Loved that book. Such a silly little collaboration of things. My best friend Lauren sent me a TikTok. I wonder if you guys would know 06 Nissan. Maybe. Or maybe it's Nissan 06. I didn't know much about him, but apparently he's very popular on TikTok. Very popular. He kind of looks like Julian, like Jenna Marbles' husband. So that's about all I can give to you for that. He makes commentary things. He made a commentary on if you as a teenager's favorite movie was Perks of Being a Wallflower and you identified with Charlie, then you probably are a very empathetic person and that must be hard. Shut up. Don't read me like that. Anyways, he was right, and also I have nothing against him. Just thought I'd put it out there. I also love the movie Hereditary. I am a big fan of horror films. And I think Hereditary is a really, really well done horror film. Ari Aster is one of my favorite directors ever. Someone's going to tell me I pronounced his name wrong and it's going to be embarrassing. It happens all the time. So good. Also made Midsommar. Those are the two most popular, I think, that people would know. Coming out with a Western featuring Emma Stone, Pedro Pascal, Emma Stone, the Emma Stone. Let's give her some praise, okay? I know she got a lot of praise for La La Land, but I'm giving her praise for Poor Things right now. She has well-deserved praise all over for it. But anyways, he's coming out with a Western featuring all them, Joaquin Phoenix. He was also in Beau Is Not Afraid, or maybe Beau Is Afraid. I think it's Not Afraid. I haven't watched that yet. Looking forward to it. Last favorite movie, Practical Magic, okay? This one, if you watch this one and you've never watched it before, and I was to tell you this is one of my favorite movies, don't be a film snob. Look at it from a, wow, pretty shapes and colors, and they're witches, and gorgeous 90s aesthetic, good music, Stevie Nicks. Oh my gosh, witches. These girls are pretty sick. There's a something a little ooky spooky about this one, and we love sibling love. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's good if you think lighthearted. This is not a movie to be strictly analyzed from a film major perspective, okay? Sometimes people want to watch movies for fun. Now, I decided that I would ask some of you guys what your favorite movies are, because I just told you mine, but I want to rate yours. So I'm going to be rating some of the responses that I got. I can't rate all the responses I got because that would take forever. But maybe we'll come back to them for the next episode. Okay? Is that okay with you guys? Okay, cool. And also, obviously, I couldn't watch every single movie in one night to prepare for this. So I did do a bit of research on the ones that I haven't seen. I don't know. I feel like Rhett and Link right now. Like, I'm like reviewing your top favorite movies. Get ready for it. Where's the board? I've got a dart that I'm going to hit on the map, the world map, to find out who you are and why this is your favorite movie. Let's get started. I, Tanya. This is Lauren's favorite movie. I knew she was going to comment this. I have seen I, Tanya. But I only watched this movie this past year. Like, 2024 this past year, not like within like this past year, like within the past 3 months. I rated it on Letterboxd. Of course I did. I gave it 4 stars and I even gave it a silly little review. I'm gonna say it because I think it's hilarious and you guys are gonna love it. I said, "A man with a mustache will ruin your life." That is very pretty funny. I think that's pretty funny. Maybe it's just me. I feel like if I saw that, I would be like, and heart. That's good. But yeah, I really liked this movie. And it also makes sense why it's Lauren's favorite movie, because she loves like biography, true crime style stuff. She was also a figure skater growing up. But I just personally liked it because it was fun to watch. I don't really know Tonya Harding lore very much, but I wouldn't stand by and say she's a great person. However, they did her so dirty. She was done so dirty, I feel bad for her. So that's where I stand with that. And I think that I, Tanya is a gorgeous, beautiful movie and a great, great choice. Next up, we have Dazed and Confused. Wowie wow. I remember watching this movie for the first time. It was a thrill like no other, honestly. I was in high school and I loved it. And it was also a movie that my parents really, really wanted me to watch. Like, they were the driving force behind me watching it. Specifically my mom, my dad not so much, but when I turned this on, I remember my dad came and sat on the couch and he was like so excited about Matthew McConaughey because he does that like, "All right, all right, all right." Me and my impressions. I humiliate myself every time. I don't know why I felt the need to do that, but hopefully you guys think it was funny at least. Naturally, I didn't want to watch it, though, because my parents recommended it to me. There was a big phase in my life where my parents would recommend me a movie and I just didn't want to watch it. But then I got to a point where I was like, okay, maybe they have some, like, good sense of judgment here because I have been enjoying every single one that they recommend to me. Just a thought. To be very transparent, I don't remember this movie very much at all other than, like, the cute guy and that one stoner couple on the fun chair. Do you guys remember that? I remember that. That's one of the only things I remember. And I remember the cute guy that I had a crush on was not a good guy. He was, like, actually a bad guy, not a great guy. But I do remember liking it. And I watched it before I knew what Letterboxd was. But I think I would give it a 4.5 stars, if my memory serves me correctly. If I watched it again and put it up beside I, Tonya, I wonder what I would think of it. I wonder if I would like I, Tonya more. It's got an aesthetic. I mean, it's like 70s. It's got that aesthetic that I can't get over, personally. I like it more than, is I, Tonya 80s? I like it more than the like 80s hillbilly stuff. Because been there, just kidding. I haven't been there in the 80s, but that's basically my hometown. So, and Dazed and Confused, also, I would like to let you know, was Emily's favorite movie. All right, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. What a throwback. This one is interesting because recently I've been watching a lot of the coming of age 2000s chick flicks. And this is a perfect time to revisit this movie. This movie. When I was younger, I'm not going to lie, this movie wasn't one of my favorites. I didn't really care for this movie at all. I was big on Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. Oh, yeah. Or A New York Minute with the Olsen Twins. Or She's the Man with Amanda Bynes. Or even, like, Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan. Those were, like, my movies. This one I didn't get as close to. But I was really into, oh, this cool outcast girl gets with a really hot guy. That might have been a read into my life. Maybe I developed some thoughts around that was just how it worked. And then I kind of placed myself in a box and it didn't really work out that way, did it? Because life isn't the movies. Wow. Okay, but realistically, I thought that this one was maybe a little too deep for me. I didn't want to read into things, and it was a little bit more serious than the others, so I was like, whatever. And then I watched it back in my teenage years, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Aside from so badly wanting to look like Blake Lively in this, I think because I don't really have any childhood attachments to this movie, that I just wasn't, it's not a big movie in my lifetime, and I don't want to say forgettable, that sounds so mean, but it's just not something that really ever piques my interest, so I'm gonna give it a 3. That's so good, I would still watch it again. It's not something that I would be like, oh, that movie, personally, so. So that was Dorothy's favorite movie. It feels awkward saying that now because I just kind of on it. All right. Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. This one comes straight from Sophia. And that needed to be known before I even started talking about that because I feel like that adds up. Like that makes sense and you guys get it now, you know? I never had a huge Drake and Josh phase, but I know a lot of people kind of started revisiting it recently. I think that caused a surge of it kind of on my timelines, and now I'm like, maybe I should watch it. But also, I don't really want to support that, do I? Isn't it crazy that Josh is an Oppenheimer? Let's talk about that for a second. I haven't watched Oppenheimer yet, but I think it's crazy that he's in there. No matter how short or long of time, that's crazy. Josh from Drake and Josh is in Oppenheimer. Think about that for a little bit. Anyways, I don't really have any recollection of this movie. Sneeze count. Can you guys put a sneeze count up for me? That's number one. I don't think I've ever sneezed in an IRL episode before, so. Okay, I have no recollection of this move, so the fact that I just can't remember this at all, I'm going to have to put it at a 2. I'm sorry, Sophia. I'm going to regret that. I know I'm going to regret that later because I'm going to watch it and I'm going to be like, this is amazing. The only thing I remember about Drake and Josh is when Josh hit Oprah with the car. Next, we have Phantom Thread. This is Rye's favorite movie. You guys remember Rye, episode 2? So, this is the last review that I have of this episode, and I thought it was funny because right after Rye sent this in, I saw this chart on Instagram of Film Bro movies. Basically, it was like, hates women at the top, hates everyone at the bottom, horny on the left, and sad on the right. If you're wondering why I just laughed, I had to double check that that was my left by doing an L with my hand. Just don't want to get caught lacking. Anyways, this movie was placed directly in the center of horny and hates everybody, so you guys can read into that as much as you want. I just thought it was funny and I wanted to bring it up. Oh, actually, the chart was labeled Incel Movie Compass. Do with that even more of what you want. All right. I've not watched this movie. It low-key seems like a movie I would actually like, especially because, unfortunately, I love over half the movies on that Incel Movie Compass chart. But reading the description was honestly so boring. I watched the trailer and I was like, okay, there's something here that I'm missing. And I know that the only way for me to grasp that is to watch the movie. So I'm going to have to watch the movie. But the description just made it seem so, like, why do I care if this old guy likes this young girl and he makes dresses or whatever? But, you know, there's something going on there, and I know there is, and I know I'm going to like it eventually. But I also wanted to note that the comments on the trailer say that they were expecting it to be boring, but it was actually great, which is another benefiting factor for it. Also, this guy named Mark Gormley is hung. Decided to comment 3 years ago, I thought this film was going to be boring and pretentious, but I was gladly surprised on how deep and beautiful of a character study this was. The relationships were poetic, tragic, and relatable. My only regret was getting removed from the theater for touching myself inappropriately during the third act. So I feel like, yes, that it's probably a horny movie, huh? Anyways, I'd probably like it, but I haven't seen it. So I'm going to say 3.5 right now. I'll probably boost it up to a 4 once I see it, but I'm not going to do that for a hot minute. I'll watch it during the summer. During the summertime. Okay, that was everything. What a jam-packed little episode. Hopefully I can review some other movies soon. I'll make sure that I've watched Phantom Thread and also Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh, so that I can give my updates then. Make sure to follow IRL on X, IG, TikTok, at podcast_IRL. And if you are looking to find IRL on your favorite podcast streaming service or check out the actual video of this on YouTube, that can be found through the link tree, which is, wow, that can be found through the link tree, which is, AI is taking over, and it's taking over my body. I've succumbed to the AI, and it wants to tell you that the link tree is podcast_IRL. Thanks so much for watching. Love you. Just kidding, robots don't have feelings.